Welcome to the Intentional Living Center live here today. Dr. Randy Carlson, along with Jennifer and Steven, the rest of the team. We love you guys. And I got to tell you, I'm going to take a little left turn in the show today. Steven had us all set for marriage, and we'll get to maybe get to that a little bit later today in the show. And then we're going to record a show on marriage that'll show up next week. But I was thinking, and when I get thinking, dangerous things can happen. I was actually in bed last night thinking and praying and planning for the day, and I started to think about an analogy of sports, the fourth quarter. You know, any team that gets into the fourth quarter, there's an urgency involved. Every play matters in the fourth quarter. Coaches, when they get in the fourth quarter, if they're up, they play to stay up, and if they're down, they can play to catch up, right? Because what? Time is short. We have to cherish every moment. And I was thinking about the fourth quarter of life. Those of us who have reached that fourth quarter of life, it's an interesting time. In fact, the research shows that at least one third of those in the fourth quarter indicate that they lack the kind of happiness that they thought they would find when they got there. Loneliness, health issues that can be a challenge, financial concerns, depression, 28% say their depression has gone up. Regrets, a big, huge thing. You know, I didn't save enough. I didn't take enough care of my health. I didn't have relationships that I built on. And so I tell you what I'd like to do. I'd like to open the phone lines. I'm in this fourth quarter, my wife and I, and we're thinking about all these things too. And so come and join me and share with me something you're doing to be intentional in the fourth quarter, or you're preparing for the fourth quarter. And I don't mean just money. That's part of it. Finances, I get it. But for your life, how you're investing your life, not just making a living, but making a life in the fourth quarter. Give me a call. Phone lines open. 888-888-1717. When does the fourth quarter start? Well, you decide. Maybe you say, hey, I'm there. Maybe it's retirement age. Maybe it's 60. You know, I don't know. But you feel like you're there, in there. How have you prepared? What is it that you're doing with your life in the fourth quarter, knowing that every play matters, every day matters? 888-888-1717. I'll tell you what, I've got 9 things that I've written down that I think are critical in the fourth quarter. We're going to get to those in a moment. And we'd love to hear from you. Excuse my voice. I got a little thing that's been going on. And when it's right there in the vocal area, not good for radio people, right? All right, let's just take a quick break and we'll be back. We'd love to hear from you. Phone lines open, fourth quarter. Maybe you're 55, 60, 65. You're in this period. What's one thing you're doing to invest in your life and your future? To be intentional. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. We've all been discouraged. Perhaps a relationship didn't pan out, or you didn't get that job you applied for, or maybe your life hasn't gone as you expected.
When people become discouraged, it's usually because they've first been disappointed. Our formula is expectation minus reality equals disappointment, because disappointment always follows something that we expect that doesn't turn into reality.
In Dr. Randy's message, Overcoming Discouragement, he provides you with practical advice for how to not let discouragement get in the way and how to find your strength in Christ. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Hey, listen, we appreciate each of you who are praying for us. You're standing with us. You're a part of the ministry. God bless you. You're helping us reach people for Christ. We're seeing people come to the Lord, and we're seeing families strengthen and young people making decisions for the future. And that's why we're here. God bless you for your support. You can join us today by going to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and then just click on that little donate icon or call right now during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. And we hit a nerve. The lines are very busy. And I love that because we can talk about, and if you're the younger folks, don't turn us off because this is coming. You're going to get in the fourth quarter one of these days quicker than you think. And you got parents perhaps in the fourth quarter and you're thinking, boy, maybe you got a story about, I wish they had prepared, not just financially, but emotionally and otherwise. We got some great stories coming. Let's go. 888-888-1717. Maria in Arizona, how are you today?
Hi, I'm doing fine, Dr. Carlson.
Appreciate your call.
I just want to say that I'm an alcoholic recovering for the last 2.5 years, and I drank the majority of my life, and I've had a great life, but I am so happy to have been recovered right now in my fourth quarter of life. Mm. I work full time. I'm getting ready for retirement probably in the next 7 years. I volunteer, and you know, my kids love me. It is so wonderful, but it took me a long time to get here. I tell you, it's wonderful though with God.
Talk to a younger person who was maybe there where you were when, you know, you were much younger. What would you recommend they do? What's got to happen to make the future better?
I think what has to happen is we need to think about others. I was pretty, I have four kids. They're all doing great. I am Catholic. I live my life, my religion life, my whole life. And it's just gotten better. I think I stayed with the Lord, that's for sure. I used to pray for sobriety. I worked full time, but I stayed with God. God didn't leave me. I left Him. There were several times. And I'm just so excited that God, you know, that I stayed with Him. Mm. I had my faith, and I that was what kept me going. You know, there were times where I thought I was just suffering and the alcoholism where it wouldn't leave. But, you know, I trusted God. I had to trust God the next day for everything.
Amen.
And that's really what it is about. It's just wonderful staying with God in His faith and believe.
Yeah, every day knowing that the Lord saves us, that He's given us eternal life, that's a powerful thing. Yes. Thank you, Maria, for your call.
That's what it is.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Carl, Dr. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Glad you're listening. Fourth quarter said, hey, sober, living in God, living for God, staying involved in life. Boy, that's good. All right, fourth quarter livers here. Jennifer in Michigan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You getting ready for the fourth quarter? Are you there or what?
I think I'm there. I'm 62. I think that's there.
Well, if you're not there, you can see it at least, right?
Right, right.
All right. How are you preparing, or what's the fourth quarter? What do you want it to look like?
Well, it's changed recently. I retired at age 60 because I was blessed to financially be able to do that. And then the last couple of years, I've just been trying to find what God had in mind for me, and I, you know, put more time into church because I had more time, and that was good. But I felt like there was more I was supposed to be doing. And after a lot of thought and prayer, I decided to jump back into work, started just a month ago, and I am feeling so blessed and so at ease in a way I haven't in years. And I'm working because I want to, and I love my work. I'm a hospice nurse. I feel called to do that. And I'm working through God every day. And I just wanted to share with people, if they're blessed enough to be able to retire, think about, do they want to, you know?
Yeah.
Is this really what you want to do? And I wanted to travel and do all those things, and I will, and I have, and I'll continue to. I'm working contingent, so I don't have to be committed to, you know, a full-time schedule. So I'm just very blessed.
But, that's good.
It was a tough couple of years. People would ask me, how do you like retirement? And I'd say, not so great.
Yeah, so before you were working because you had to, now you're working because you want to, and a little different mindset, yeah. Isn't it?
Yes, yeah. I'm just excited every morning when it's a work day, and I just can't wait to get there. I'm early. I stay late. I'm a very motivated care worker.
Well, keep it up. There's a lot of needs out there, Jennifer. Thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
I appreciate Bye-bye. It. God bless you. That's great. Had to, and now she doesn't have to, but she wants to. You know, to be honest with you, my wife, Don, and I don't need to do this. You know, I'm not here because, you know, I have to have a, quote, job. I do this because I want to do this. Because I love you guys, and my wife and I, we just determined we want to, you know, continue on to be a part of impacting people and loving people, sharing with people. And it is a different mindset. It really is. It's interesting. All right. Maybe you're in the fourth quarter and you're struggling. Maybe you're thinking about your life. Okay, listen, a couple things. I want to take a quick break here in a moment. And I'm going to get to you, Sherry, first, and then we're going to take a break. But I want to share with you 8 or 9 things that I wrote down last night that I think are important for those of us who are in the fourth quarter or preparing for the fourth quarter. You got to be thinking about, okay? We'll get to that in a few minutes. By the way, if you want to join us, what's the fourth quarter looking like for you? What are you learning? What do you want to share? 888-888-1717 is the number. Sherry, how are you in New Mexico today?
Hi, Dr. Carlson. It's so lovely to talk with you.
Thank you for your call. It says right here on the screen, you're still busy. A fourth quarter, but busy.
I am. I'm 67 years old. I am currently recovering from breast cancer. Mm. I am now having some heart issues and will be having a pacemaker put in a bit. But I am still running a 501c3 animal rescue. And just in the past 15 years, we've saved just under 1,700 animals.
Good for you. What is that? Obviously, it's helped to the animals, but how has that helped you? What has that made a difference in your life doing that?
Well, the Lord has given me just such a love for animals. It just warms my heart, and it makes me feel so good to be able to making an impact for these animals. So by being able to do that, it just makes me feel fulfilled. It makes me happy. It's not just the hands-on care, but it's helping to raise money for others who would not be able to provide veterinary care for their animals. It involves a variety of things, and every bit of it is fulfilling.
Amen. And you know what? We know from research that when people have good attitudes and they're busy, they tend to stay healthier longer. And with your treatments and things, I'm sure it's a positive part of your health and recovery as well.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, very
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you, Sherry, for calling, and stay busy helping those animals. All right. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. The lines are busy, but we'd love to get you on, try to get as many calls as we can on the air here. Just what is it you've learned about the fourth quarter that you want to send along to others? And where's your faith fit in and your relationships and things? And I'm going to come back and share some of these 8 points that I wrote down. 888-888-1717. Come on, men and women, if you've been married, you ever get disappointed in your spouse? And we know, right back to the first step here, expectation minus reality equals disappointment. Right? Let's go right on through this cycle. Maybe we need to focus on the truth that our spouse wasn't put on this planet to make us happy. Didn't know that, huh? That didn't come up in premarital counseling, right? Maybe the truth is that our spouse is going through some junk in their lives that we don't know. We only see it from our own perspective. Maybe the truth in our relationships here at work, sometimes the coworkers that we're working with are going through some things that we're not aware of. See? We only see life through our own lens.
Yeah, that's true. That's an excerpt from the teaching for the month, our featured lesson. It's up on our website at 888-888-1717.
We got tons of calls, enough for today's show. I'll tell you what we're going to do, though. We'll come back and revisit this in a future show. And so the response has been pretty overwhelming, which is an indication that many of us get into the fourth quarter and you really start to think about, hey, I want to stay active. I want to stay busy. I grew up in a family where my mom and my dad were all about service and mission and ministry. They were the founders, co-founders of the Youth Haven Ranch, many of you know, and right to the, literally to my dad's deathbed, he was telling people about Jesus and about Youth Haven.
And so he stayed busy. And that's just the way they chose to live. I never heard my parents say, you know, I want to get a retirement and get a motorhome and drive around. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. As long as while you're driving around, you come back and also are involved in serving, because that's what God has us here on the planet to do. Enjoy your vacation. Enjoy your time. Enjoy your break. But I don't think God left us on the planet to say it's some magical number. I can go sit on a porch somewhere and just stay out of life. There's so many needs in the world today. Huge. All right. Let's get back to some of the calls. Teresa in Arizona, how are you today?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you.
Appreciate your call. You're in fourth quarter?
I am. My husband and I are just retiring, and I'm a little ahead of him, but yeah, and looking forward to it. I mean, I hate that word, retirement.
Yeah. But, what are you looking toward? I mean, what are you talking about for you guys?
Well, it's not really so much about our, you know, dreams and goals as it is really about relationships and sharing the gospel with those, our loved ones and people that around us who don't know the Lord. I mean, that to me is like, no matter what we do or where we are, that's the most important.
So if you're traveling, whatever you're doing, you're saying, hey, we're first of all ambassadors of Christ wherever we land, and make that a priority. Yeah, that's critical.
Yeah.
So do you feel like you're well prepared for this next stage?
Probably not as much as I don't know. I mean, we're trying to be. We've made our plans, and you know, we make our plans, and we count on the Lord to direct us. So that's kind of our
That's pretty biblical, and the James talks about that. Go ahead and talk about going to such and such a place, but make sure you say if it's God's will, right? Lord, if it's your will that I live another day in this fourth quarter, help direct my path. Do what you want me to do in my life. That's why we talk about the power of one thing. Here's a question for you. What one thing would you think about as you move into the fourth quarter? All right, let me go to Carla in Michigan. Hi, Carla. Appreciate your call today.
Hi.
Hi, go right ahead.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Talk to us.
I am not prepared. I'm 60, and I'm on disability. And because of my illness, has gotten better, so I'm able to work. So I work home health care, and I really like my job. But I feel like I have no future. I don't know. I mean, I'm 60, and I have no future. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. I know I'm going to go to heaven when I die, but while I'm on this earth, I don't know what to do. I'm not happy here at all.
Are you a single person, Carla?
Yes, I've been divorced, so I don't like being single.
Are you actively engaged in a Christian community, a Christian church, a Bible-believing church?
I do. I do have a church that I have been going to, and me and my sister, it's her church, and we don't get along at all. So I just feel like when I leave early to go to work, and she's like, everyone's wondering, why are you leaving? You know, and it's like, I don't even trust her. I don't even trust the church. So I don't even want to go there anymore.
Okay. Well, listen, if you don't trust that church that you're in, maybe you should think about finding one you do, because there are many, 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 many in your area that will be teaching the Word of God and would love to have you be a part of their fellowship and their community. I need to say this to everyone. We go to church, and let's face it, all of us expect a warm greeting at the door and for people to see our needs and draw us in. And that's the way it should be. We are blessed to go to a church that's like that. I mean, it's amazing, the church that we attend with that kind of outreach to people. However, if you have a need, Carla, and you're not finding that being met in your church community and with your sister, then find a community there in your city, in Michigan, and reach out and get plugged into a church. You're taking that initiative. But waiting for someone to come and connect is not going to work. Sometimes we have to take the lead. We really do. Okay. Let's take a quick, we got a break, right? Let's take a quick break and then I'll be right back.
So I think that when we look at expectations in our lives, if we can, this is an intentional message, really is. If we can develop new goals when we're feeling disappointed and disillusioned, if we can have goals that are clearer, more realistic, sometimes our goals are not what often referred to as a SMART goal, something that's specific and measurable and so on. We just have these wandering thoughts and ideas. But to get some new goals that would come from Scripture, new goals that would come from clarity of understanding God, new goals that would come from spending time and allow the Holy Spirit to minister in our lives to give us clarity. And secondly, to develop new strength. Man, that's tough, isn't it? What does the Scripture say about renewing our strength? The Lord renews our strength.
Oh boy, this lesson, this, thank you for that clip, because that's an excerpt from the teaching this month on discouragement. And many times we know the research, about 30% of people in the fourth quarter moving into retirement are feeling discouraged, struggling with depression. And, you know, they're anticipating getting to be 60 or 57 or 65 or 67, whatever the age is. And that at that point, everything's going to kind of fall together. And it doesn't, because age is age and life is life. And if you haven't developed it up to that point in great relationships, it's difficult sometimes. And that's why moving into the fourth quarter, these eight things I'm going to share with you right after I talk with Ann. Okay, so don't go away. Ann in Tennessee, how are you today?
Great. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Randy.
You're welcome. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm 71, so I guess I'm in the fourth quarter. My husband and I worked real hard the last years to be able to retire at 62 mm-hmm. and to go into ministry, which for us was Project Partners with the Global Faith Missions, where we went to other countries and did projects. He was very mechanically with heating and air electrical. But then also for other things, supplying Jesus films and all kinds of things to missionaries. But 4 years ago, the Lord called him home. And so that was a really, really tough year. We had my mom living with me, and she lived with me another 4 years, passed away this past November. So I guess the place I am, you know, missing her too, but knowing God's plan was in all of that. You know, you have questions sometimes, but knowing that his way is not our way and he knows best. But I loved hearing about your parents, because that's where my heart is, to keep going with missions, to keep going with service of different kinds. And to the ones who are having problems with that, I know my church, I have a great small group. I have a great Sunday school class and small group. And I think connection is the big thing.
Yes.
Keeping connected, keeping a goal out there. What does the Lord want me to do? Instead of, because, you know, it's easy to have a pity party. I was there 4 years ago for a little while, but I thought, no, that's not what my husband would want me to do or the Lord.
Okay.
So that's, you know, pushing me forward, knowing the Lord still has more for me to do.
Yes, he does. You know, you look at the, I don't see in Scripture any of the apostles or going off to paradise for their retirement. You know, they worked right to the end. In fact, sacrificed and suffered right to the end in some cases. We're kind of blessed in the United States. We don't have some of the persecution the Christian brothers and sisters do around the world, but we have the luxury and opportunity to continue to be faithful right to the end of our lives. Like the Apostle Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind, I press toward the goal. That's it. Hey, I promised these eight things, and I've run almost out of time. I better get to them. Let me share these with you. Remember, every play in the fourth quarter matters. First quarter, you kind of can play different things. When you get in the fourth quarter, the coaches are pretty intentional about the plays because they only get a few left, right? Number two, foster a relationship with God. Maybe in the fourth quarter you realize it's not been as good as you want it to be, or as strong or intimate as it needs to be. Because you know what? Sooner than later, you're going to meet him. And I think it's a good opportunity for all of us to think about that in our fourth quarter. Cherish family and friends. Wow. We feel that more than ever. I was so busy in my life and ministry over the years, recognizing the power and importance of cherishing family. We have right now our daughter and son-in-law and three of our grandchildren who are on the mission field. They're here visiting with us in Tucson. and we cherish every moment with them. And we have a new daughter-in-law and family that just joined us this last weekend. Cherish every moment. Transfer knowledge. You know, kids sometimes don't seem to care about the things that we care about or know. But I'll tell you what, they might later. I wish I had spent more time talking to my dad and mom about their life, about their experiences, about the things that maybe I could learn more from. So maybe just sitting down interviewing them sometime, putting it on video. No unfinished business. Hey, listen, this is the time to clean it up. Whatever's unfinished in relationships with people and other things, deal with it. Don't get there, and I've been there with people at the end, unfinished business. Wow. Get your house in order, and I mean literally your house, maybe, because I wrote down number 8 is to declutter your mess. That's my own lesson, by the way, something we have to do. And then pace yourself. Pace yourself. Any coach will tell you in the fourth quarter, the players are tired and they got to rotate and they got to keep them fresh, but they pace themselves because they want the player to get to the end of the game. And I know some players can play all 40 minutes of that college basketball game, but some can't. They need to pace themselves. So in the fourth quarter, pace yourselves. At the same time, encouragement is to finish strong. All right, we had more calls than Stephen could get to and I could get to here. So I make you a promise, Stephen's going to rework some of this, and we're going to come back and do this again the next week or two, because I know so many of you in the fourth quarter really need that encouragement, and we're here and we love you and want the best for you. But I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to transition now. We're going off the air live, and I'm going to record a show that's going to air next Monday on marriage. And I'm going to ask one question. When do you feel most loved by your spouse? What is it that makes you feel most loved? And you know what? Here's an even better question. Does your spouse know what that is? Because when they do it, do you say, hey, that's what I like right there? The words, the time, the attention, whatever it is. We're going to talk about that. You can join us. The lines are reopened for that question. When do you feel most love in marriage? We'll get to that record and a layer next Monday. I'm Dr. Randy, along with Stephen and Jennifer. God bless you. Thank you for your prayers and your support. Our phone line is 888-888-1717. We love you. We want the best for you. Here's what's happened. When we live an intentional life in Christ, our lives are better for you and for everybody you touch. Have a great day.